Podtacular 265 CEA Multiplayer Speculation for October 7th, 2011. Hey guys, welcome to Podtacular episode 265. We had an issue with the recording. So some of the audio that we had for most of the beginning of the show is gone. I had an update to my recording software and something didn't work right, so it didn't record about the first half of the show. So we have JBB on as our guest host this weekend. He talked about all the stuff that he's doing. He's still doing PGR. He has his own solo podcast that he does now along with the Bad Dudes Lifecast that he started up a while ago. So, sorry that you guys missed that. The next time we have him on, we'll try to get him to talk about that again so you guys can hear what he's kind of taken on and what he's doing in other communities now since he's moved on from Podtacular. The place that we're going to get into is we were talking about stuff that was discussed in this week's Halo Bulletin, the Waypoint Bulletin. So we were talking about the sounds of the sound video that came out, the comparison, and then we got to talking about the campaign and what our favorite level was. And JBB just got done talking about his favorite level being the last one where you're racing against the clock to get to the longsword. So picking up from there, I'm saying what my favorite one is next, and sorry about the bad recording. Hopefully next time we won't have a problem. So enjoy the rest of the show, and this is Podtacular episode 265.
I think my favorite level would probably be
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I hadn't thought about this that much, actually.
When you asked me, I was like, You got me.
Yes, Stump you did. The pot father.
Oh, look who's here. Look who's here. Mr.
What Keith. Up, brother?
Is this a the Gears of War curb stomp podcast?
No, not quite.
Sorry, I just feel like curb stomping.
I would say nice. My favorite level would probably be 343 Guilty Spark, where you meet the Flood for the first time.
Okay. I didn't get as frustrated as most people did with the Flood. People were really annoyed at the Flood. Granted, I didn't want to see them as much on Halo 2, but and 3.
The Flood still freaks me out. As I did the first time.
I wonder if they're going to return in 4.
And we'll find out.
My son just under his breath. Under his breath, my son said no.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't want the Flood back.
It's gotta come back.
If you listen to two shows ago, we talked about we did a campaign speculation for Halo 4 with Grim Brother 1 and Elusive Eagle. So
okay.
If you want more information on that, definitely go take a listen to that show.
Well, there must be fiction pouring out of every orifice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess on that orifice. Note, I'll go ahead and make this announcement. But in, I think it's 3 weeks from now.
You're going to have an orifice?
Two weeks in.
Orifice.
No. Yeah, I think in 3 weeks from now, we're going to have our third decade show where we're going to talk strictly Halo campaign and Halo and Halo backstory.
Again?
Well, this time it's going to be everything from Halo 1 to...
Oh, like we've never done that before.
Not on this scale, no. Not covering everything. I mean, the last time we did it was for Halo 4 specifically, and now we're going to be talking for 5 hours just on the Halo fiction.
Listen, I'm not knocking it. I could talk it for hours.
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, our last show was 5 hours. I'm sure this one, the next one, will be about 5 hours. So it'll be crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I guess while you're here, Key, we'll ask you the same question. What was your favorite or most memorable campaign map from Halo 1?
I've been asked this a lot, and I probably give different answers every time. but you know what? I always go back to, like, Jesus Christ, I keep forgetting about the Flood.
Right.
Like, I don't want to the Flood to be the defining moment. But it is. It's like, it was definitely the story arc, the curve.
The story.
You know, it's just something that was definitely, like, changed. It changed the whole first-person shooter story type
of thing. With a twist.
Yeah.
The twist.
Yeah, that's probably what I was trying to say. It was a nice twist, and you don't get too many of those.
Look at the twist.
I like the twist.
You know what? Nice. I hated all those slow walking. What do they call them? When
the
you blow them
forms?
Up. Yeah. No. You blow them up, and all the spores come out.
The carrier forms.
Yes. All those in the library level.
Oh, yeah, those are horrible.
Over and over and over again. Like, oh.
And they're everywhere. Yeah, those got annoying.
Which one were they? The slow-moving what?
The ones that carried the little infection forms in their head, and when you...
Oh, yeah, they blow up. Oh, yeah. Forget it.
They don't look like they're swelling like they're pregnant.
They were busting at the seams.
She's going to blow.
Get down.
No, but you threw a grenade at him.
Run, Benny.
You threw a grenade at him. Was like, all right, let me blow him up now. But it would just throw them in another area. Then he would blow up.
Well, yeah. And the way you threw the grenade, it made them blow them towards you. And it's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like trying to walk away. And by the time they blow up, you're flying halfway across the room.
Yeah. Before that, we were like, you know, this is not. We used to just blowing things up immediately. We would spoil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, man.
There was a lot of good physics going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you had a definitely, that was another layer of strategy you had to use, especially with those, because you didn't know which direction they were going to come at you. When you destroyed them.
Oh, anniversary cannot be here soon enough. Nah, it's gonna be nice. I think it's gonna be a nice walk down there.
Yeah, no, it's definitely worth it, I think.
Yeah.
Well, they will never charge full price for that stuff again after the ODST debacle.
Yeah. But I think it'll be good because you're basically paying $20 for the campaign.
I would pay $60 again.
I mean, I would.
I really
because
would.
I'm a Halo fan.
I know, but that's the thing. Like, how do you do that? But you can't just. But you, if they only sold to the Halo fans, it probably wouldn't be a big success.
Well, there's a lot of people who didn't get a chance.
Well, I mean, I mean, it's similar to Reach, I guess, in that Reach wasn't as popular because Reach was more or less an homage to the core of Halo fans.
No, but but Reach was the full game.
Right.
There's no way.
But I mean, you have people that are going to buy it no matter what.
How can then JVB? How many remakes like that could be sold at full price? 60.
You mean like if it was another franchise?
Yeah.
Not many.
Right. It's actually that basic. You got to think of it that way.
There aren't many because, I mean, first of all, it's the start of the phenomenon known as Halo. Right. And
but it's not that much of a pedestal, though.
I hear you like Halo.
It was considered probably the best one by a lot of people.
Well, definitely, but it won't. it won't as far as the sales point.
Oh, you don't think it's going to sell a lot?
No, I think it will at the price point it's at. Imagine if they sold it for $60.
Yeah, you'll get an initial.
I'm trying to introvert into controversy.
I mean, $40. I mean, they were smart to bring it down, anyways.
No, but it's not a controversy. It's just, the pricing thing. The thing is, kills me is that here's what I'm hearing. I'm sorry, this is where it's coming from. Everybody's just like trying to justify buying it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to.
Right? Well, I mean, we won't, obviously. But everybody else, like not everybody else, you know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
it would be interesting.
I'm talking about like people who are just, you know, they play a lot of Halo, they love Halo, but you know these people, they play a lot of Halo, but they do value and know, you know, what games are worth. You run into it all the time. But
well, then there's the other audience where they came into Halo like later, like in Halo 3 or maybe Halo 2, and maybe they haven't played Halo 1. This would be perfect for them.
See, I'm talking on this recorded podcast, like there's people who are casual Halo fans listening to the show.
Yeah.
But are there? So
I'm sure there's some.
But I just like to bring that perspective. It's just almost like we can't like live completely in and JVB does a lot of cross platform. So yeah,
right.
I'm just trying to think of it in that respect. It's, you know, it's really, I'm trying to step out of the Halo world because damn, it's big. So
oh. Heyo.
Hey.
Good.
Yeah. But
I think
there's going to be a lot of people interested in this series. People that didn't play it before. They're going to want to know exactly what the hoopla is all about.
Plus, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. It looks, I mean, it's not going to look comparable to what's currently out as far as really top-notch graphics and stuff, but it will, for those who have finished it in the past, it will look really nice.
Yeah.
Looking really nice.
Looking really nice.
I already think it's got a lot of value.
Definitely. Like I was telling Duststorm, my friend was like, I'm not going to play it, but, you know, he will. Yeah, he asked. He got me into it. Not that he got me into Halo, but he was the one that was like, dude, we gotta finish this on co-op. And right. He played it like, finished it 4 times. And
yeah.
So it's going to sell well. It's going to sell well, especially as you stated, $40. Really good price for a classic title.
Yep.
I feel like I'm selling a car. You're going to love this vehicle.
I think, JVB, I think we'll always sell.
You're going to love my nuts. What was that?
Nah.
Remember that commercial?
Slap chop. Nuts.
Slap chop.
Yep.
You want some fries with that?
We also have another late entrance. He was on the show last week. And he's back.
Nice.
Rukizzle from the Waypoint Storms. What's up,
nice.
Bro?
What's up?
Glad to be home. Ugh, my feet hurt. I'm ready to kill some orcs.
Oh, orcs must die.
Dude, this game is addicting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's... what level are you up to?
I just got the Weavers, like the last level, so I'm in the one after it.
Okay, so you're in chapter 2.
Yeah, I'm in the second act.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, man.
Incorporating a little Marcus Fenix into the conversation.
You are, it's fine to, as more you say it, the better it gets. Tell you.
Nice.
Nice.
You gotta do the accent.
If you got a Boston accent, it really doesn't work for you. Yeah. Nice.
Copley Square.
Yeah, coffee.
There was a movie. What was it?
I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Like Spy Hard, where the cop was like, "We're gonna fight these criminals." Sounded just like JFK. I was like, what the hell?
Whoever's from Boston say binocular.
They're gonna hate us. I'm from New York, so they hate me anyway. So.
Binocular. That's how you say
binocular.
Binocular.
Oh no.
Binocular.
Binocular.
Next time you're Boston, just ask somebody
fight for the people
with a Revere accent to say binocular.
All right, so so what's next, brother?
Let's see. Next, kind of down, they talked about some stuff that they showed off for the Tokyo Game Show, and then they have, for some reason, I'm not sure why this is here, but side by side comparisons of Frankie and Shishka. Rikuzlu, you mind explaining that?
Are you talking about the bulletin right now?
Yeah.
I had a feeling. It really just looks like a funny picture. Like I think like, that's all it can be likened to is just something silly and cheeky.
The ODST thing?
No, there's a side by side comparison of Frankie and
who? What is that?
Is that from Doctor Who? Or is that from Spaceballs?
You know, no, not Spaceballs.
Not Spaceballs. I've never seen.
Where's he from? No, I've seen him in something.
Oh God, that up.
What is that?
It kind of looks like Sloth.
Yeah.
Who guys?
Poor Frankie.
Rocky Road.
I can't. I don't know. Someone who's listening right now is yelling out who he is. Because I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Shishka one.
They need an app for that. Just click on a picture and it tells you where it's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely is not Spaceballs. I wonder if I can.
The Schwartz.
Yeah, I think almost everybody here recognized that film frame to frame. Seriously. How do you not remember that?
Home the Desert.
Yeah, that is from Doctor Who. I think. I'm pretty sure now. Or something very similar like that.
The power of Twitter. You take a picture of that and you put it on Twitter. Who is this? Somebody will respond.
Someone will get it. Someone will get it, yeah. Anyways, a little bit further down on the bulletin is some B-roll footage that IGN actually put up, I want to say, about a month ago of the Breakpoint.
Breakpoint. B-roll sounds like a boy band. Just wanted to say that.
No, Breakneck, not Breakpoint.
Oh, Breakneck. That's it. Breakpoint is the invasion one from the Nolan. Yeah, that's right. Breakneck. I'm sorry. but yeah, that's the Headlong remake. So, I know. I'm assuming we've all seen the video of this so far. What do you guys think of what you've seen? Do you think it looks very similar to the one that from Halo 2. Do you guys think it'll play the same?
A loaded question.
Well, because honestly, I because it's been forever since I've played that map on Halo 2, when I saw the video, I was like, wow, I recognize that. Ooh, I recognize that. Oh, I used to hide there. And then I told you about the...
Yeah, you thought it was Terminal to start off with.
And it works.
Exactly. For some reason, I thought Terminal, then I'm like, wait a minute. There goes the beam that's on top of the crane. And I remember getting sniped trying to run through there. And that's where we used to have the flag and blah, blah, blah. So it worked. Yes, it worked.
The marketing worked perfectly
there. And it looks like they added some new little wrinkles to it that can possibly give it more of a fun factor.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't need it anymore, but it's great to be able to play that level all over again because I've had some memorable games, regardless of the game type.
Right.
That was the one where the flag was dead in the middle, right? And everybody used to jump from the top.
Yeah, but that tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And you see people dropping down like flies trying to get your flag, and you had to position yourself correct, you know, strategically and try to defend it. It was great, man. A lot of memorable battles on that.
Well, that's good. What about you guys? Yeah. Yeah, the rest of you guys. Keith, Rukizel.
I just remember a lot of vehicles on that map and a small amount of place.
A lot of explosions.
Yeah, it's a lot of war talk.
I like how when we were talking pre-show, JV was like, where's that gun noise coming from? I'm like, it's ambient noise. No, like, I don't see anyone shooting.
It shows the level. It's taking like a flyby. Yeah, it's like a flyby of the level. And then I hear gunfire, but I don't see anybody in the level being, and I hear flag taken. I'm like, the hell? Do I got another video going on somewhere in the another window or something? Then finally I see a guy like a minute later running out with a flag.
I remember when you used to just have your audio just hooked up to only your Xbox instead of your computer and you don't know where these noises are coming from anymore.
It's like, what the?
Holy shit, I forgot my
ringtone. Am I playing a game? What the?
My ringtone is me dying from a chainsaw.
Nah. If I could have a dying, an audio of a dying sequence, it would be Street Fighter.
Yes, but there are some classic Street Fighter.
Yes. But
don't get me started, by the way. Okay.
No, but you know, they added some nice visual touches, and I could only imagine playing on that all over again. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait.
Well, I forgot who I had this discussion as far as I can't remember because so many. As far as the discussions of, would you rather have the new maps be locations in the campaign? Or, and Duststorm might remind me. In the campaign. Did I have that with you or?
No. I definitely had it with someone.
Yeah, okay. So we so had,
it might have been you.
I had it with myself.
So part of the discussion. So rather have the maps be part of.
I'm pretty sure I talked with you or Rakizel. It's one of you two.
Is it really important anyway? So.
Wasn't me.
Well, I mean, like, most of the Halo maps before have always been, like, kind of outside campaign as it is.
Well, the nostalgic maps. So, all these maps, they keep bringing it back. Is that good, or should they make new ones? No. The nostalgic maps, I'm very fine with that, even if it brings stuff back from campaign level.
Well, like, the firefight map, that was a great idea, I thought.
Yeah.
I was so happy to see that.
I almost rather have nostalgic levels than the new level.
Yeah, me too. Simply because Reach.
Well, there's so many, damn it. Yeah, what do we need so new? Many. That we have so many. I mean, do we really need a new map? I mean.
Well, I mean, then you'll have the.
It's not like we're tired of these maps.
Yeah, but then you'll have some people doing the argument, well, why buy a $60 game when they're just re-updating new maps.
Is it really about the maps? Is it really about
the maps? For some people, it is, though. For some people, Halo's all about the multiplayer.
I can't be on that side.
You know what? I'll be honest. I'll be upset if the anniversary maps that are coming out is the last map pack, period. Because I will be one of those people that's like, okay, yeah, we got 7 new maps, and, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm happy with them. But
I believe in DLC, yeah.
But, I mean, I think what they did with Halo 2 was kind of smart, because you had a good mixture of old maps, you had the Beaver Creek remake, you had the Blood Gulch remake, you had the Wizard remake, you had, like, 2 or 3 other remakes, you had the Hang 'em High remake, and it's like, if you mix it with remakes and new maps, I think you have a winning combination, where with Reach it was completely new based on campaign, which I think basing it on campaign was kind of a...
Weird reaction to that.
Definitely need mixture of new and old.
But I mean, for multiplayer, you want stuff that you can pick out where it might be in the campaign, but you don't want it to be the same as the campaign level, because all the multiplayers was the same architecture, exactly the same, with just areas cut off, except for the stuff that was on Forge World. That was the only exception. Everything else was taken straight from campaign and just cornered off.
You know what? I keep getting into this conversation, and I think I'm trying to figure out why I keep inducing it.
Well, I mean, I was the one that asked the question.
I'll tell you why. And I'll tell
I was
you,
the one that asked the question.
I just think I just figured out why. It just, honestly, I'm still just enamored with the fact that we could play a multiplayer game on Xbox Live. That it does it. The maps have always been good. I think they've always been awesome. I'm not that biased. I'm a poor person to judge maps because I love them all.
Yeah, same here.
I was at the Claude's party in
Claude.
Yes.
You're at Club Herrera.
Club Herrera. Mm-hmm. Was that Club Herrera? So I was a little drunk. Everybody kept telling me that every time a new map came up, they said I like it. No matter what. Every map that came out, I like this map because of this. I like this map because of that. I like this because of that. I like this because of that. Because of, yeah, I'm a fan, obviously, but it just was annoying. Everybody was just like, all right, you like every map.
See, there's some maps I don't like.
I like it.
I really like, I mean, I like it when it's even bad for me, too, because I like to be bad at something.
I was one of the people that really liked Backwash.
I actually like that. See, that's the thing. I like Backwash because it was a very challenging map.
Backwash was fun to play with friends. It wasn't fun to play with strangers, in my opinion. It was fun to play with friends, especially in the custom zombies.
Yeah. Zombies! It was actually one of a kind map. Everybody keeps talking about how bad that was because, and I think of it because it was that one of a kind.
Another reason why I think it was good too is because that was one of the only maps where you had this kind of dark, rainy weather type stuff.
Yeah, not too many.
And I want to see that so badly. Mm-hmm. Customizable weather.
Yeah, that would be nice. Or dynamic weather. Now, Backwash
public relations listening to this, whether it's Allison or Jessica, put weather in, please.
Backwash was the one at night, right?
Along with the helmet.
With the and the rain, and you had the
it had
sword and the invisible invisibility
in there. Yeah.
Yep. Central to the it was the
metric tree or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Map and the tree in the sand.
That's the tree of life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
JVB does.
Moza.
What?
All right. That pretty much wraps up the bulletin. It didn't look like she put out another Friday caption.
In the bottom.
Well, that was the one that should have been like for last week or something. Because there's actual text on there. So I don't think she put one up for this week yet. Or maybe it's in the forums.
She gets a pass. She's on vacation.
I guess everyone needs a vacation at some point. I just saw that and I thought, run, Forrest, run. Because that's a lot of rockets coming at one person.
Oh, yeah, dude. It looks awesome.
Wait. What's this?
It's on the bulletin from this week.
What's this Oni thing?
Oh, the data drops. Data drop 4. Oh, that came out today, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
I haven't seen that yet.
All right.
I've been posting the data drops. I haven't been looking too deep into them.
I'll let other people do that for me.
I let other people do that for me too.
Exactly. I guess I have
a team of people doing that for me. I'm interviewing one of them tomorrow night, by the way.
There you go.
You gotta reach that plateau. The last one comes out, so I guess in 2 weeks, we might have a show about it. And get some knowledgeable people, and we might have to coordinate on that, Keith and Drew Kizzle.
Yeah.
So.
Man.
We'll take care of that at some point, though.
Man,
Keith, are you going to Comic Con? Keith.
I don't know if you heard you.
Yes. No, yes, I am.
You are? Nice, nice.
I know you. I know.
Meet you there, brother.
Well, Halo's having a presence at Comic-Con.
I know.
You guys know that. That'd be awesome. I don't know if anybody knows that. It's actually not be wildly publicized by Waypoint. Really. I mean, she's tweeting it.
Right, yeah. Allison's been going crazy about it, though.
It was in one of the bulletins, too.
It was last week.
I guess Angel put it in the bulletin, too. But.
Well, Allison's been tweeting it up like crazy.
Yep. Crazy.
Good job.
Yeah. So, cool. Yeah, we'll dive into those in 2 weeks when the last one comes out.
Well, next
gonna
week,
have some Halo love in my hometown. That's awesome.
We're gonna go out that Saturday, right?
Maybe. Oh, of course.
There's a late, nice New York Comic Con.
You gonna do a live show?
Saturday. Am I gonna do a live show? No. Hell no.
Live podcast, JVB?
Nope.
I don't know. I might take my
portable
recorder.
Yeah, he'll stick a recorder in your face or something, but
that's about. Here's the recorder. Talk.
We, you know what happens is we all of a sudden just start having a good time.
I mean, we had a little show where we did post Halo Fest where we were back in the 343 lounge.
That was nice. Yeah, I heard that one. Then I missed the one at the chicken wing joint.
Ooh.
Wait, whoa. What was that?
I hear chicken wings? Somebody
it was long and sharp.
Oh, man. Well,
I don't know about the chicken wing joint one, but okay.
Ooh. Sound like Ric Flair.
Woo!
Can't be there.
Well, wherever you guys ate that day, you guys had dinner after PAX closed.
Oh, we didn't do a podcast, but I know what you're talking about. I keep on forgetting what it was called. It was the elephant something.
Wait. Dust, did you interview anybody out there? That's a no.
Not specifically. I was too involved in Halo Fest. I was so happy you didn't
because...
I mean, I wanted to, but...
I wanted to have more fun. I didn't want you to focus on that.
Yeah, exactly. If you notice, I wasn't interviewing anybody.
Yeah. No, I figure.
Exactly. JVB knows.
I mean, if it wasn't Halo Fest,
that's not what PAX is about.
Like if they just had a regular PAX booth, then yeah, I'd probably have done it. But no, PAX Halo Fest. I mean, Halo Fest was amazing. It was.
Yeah.
It would have been just wrong to not enjoy it.
Exactly.
I mean, there was literally always something to do.
Yep.
Well, you had plans. I remember you said that.
Well, I had plans.
You were going to try to, like...
They didn't... I mean,
I do the same thing. I have plans, and then I go there, I'm like, fuck.
I mean, the one plan that did go through was me doing a roundtable podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was happy that I did that.
No, that you actually got away with that one. I couldn't believe it, actually. It's like, shit, he did do it.
I did it.
Well, yeah, you know
what? Where was I for that one?
What?
So where was I for that?
I don't know where you were for that.
Must have been off doing something silly.
Mm-hmm.
You were probably chatting with people.
Yeah.
Because Claude was supposed to be there too, and he was upstairs. Because I think that's when he got his little video interview for the 10 years of Halo video from...
Oh, yep, and that's right where I was, because I was in that video, too.
Yeah, so I think you guys were up there recording or doing your little bits while we were downstairs doing our little show. So you missed out.
All right.
But then again, you were seen by a lot more people because of that video.
Yeah, well.
I like how the two shots of me is me drawing the Podtacular helmet on the whiteboard.
Nah.
And then that group picture.
That group picture is so great.
Oh, that group picture is wonderful. I still want the one that 343 took of that.
Well, you have to ask nicely.
Can I please have it?
No.
You actually don't have to.
It's like, that's for intern use only. I'm sorry. It's like, oh, freaking NDAs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can, you know what? Sometimes you sign them, sometimes you don't.
I've signed plenty of NDAs before. I'm used to it by now. It's like, oh, here's another one.
Yep.
So it's just like a recurrence now. Common recurrence.
That's anyway, when you know you're doing something right.
You know what? The best NDA. So the bunch of guys threw out, like, it goes, I feel like you guys got to sign an NDA for this video we're recording at Claude's house. And he just... he threw it out. He's like, yeah, guys, you guys signed this. Yeah, all right. He threw it out on the floor. No one signed a thing. He's like, we have no problem. It was not even a...
Yeah. Well, especially if you're invited by Claude Herrera.
Dude, the fact that it even exists, it doesn't even matter. There's no...
That's one.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
There's it's no, like, you, if you are in the
NDA
presence...
There's no NDA. It's all formal, but it's something that they tell their lawyers they're bringing along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They decide on their own. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We left. We left.
Right,
right. It's not even a kid.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I can make it. If they Bernie have another Burns, party, I hope I can make it.
Bernie Burns said it best. He goes, the fact that Red with Blue even exists is a testament to... The
how awesome Bungie
do whatever
is.
They want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Period.
And it looks like from Halo Fest, 343 has recognized that, and they're they're doing everything they can to keep it.
It is actually that simple. That simple sense.
I mean, that's
the fact that Red Bull Blues exists and makes money on their own company, on all that property, on everything they're doing. The fact that they exist at all.
It's because of Halo.
It's because of
community support.
Yeah, community support that they don't give a shit. You can make whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
One set. It's almost genius like Steve Jobs.
Yeah, and he passed away this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Moment of silence.
Oh, maybe. I didn't do that ever.
Actually, on the post-game report, we actually had a nice discussion.
I saw a tweet. I did. I believe it. I pay attention to every single freaking one.
Well, you see plenty from me, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a tweeting fool.
No. Well, as far as Jobs concerned, we talk.
Steve Jobs.
Schwarzenegger had a good his quote. He was a good person for the California. JVB, can you say California?
California.
I can't believe I've never asked you to say that
before. Oh gosh. The governor of California.
California.
Keith, I was telling Duststorm earlier that my son had asked me. He goes, Dad, what if Arnold Schwarzenegger was a quarterback? He would say hike, like hike. So we had a nice segment going on. Should have been recorded.
Well, it is recorded. It's just not. I'll put the audio bit up on the.
Oh, you did. I'll go, you did record that? Oh, awesome.
See, he's good editor.
I'm in the call. If Skype's going, then the recording is going.
Yeah, he always records.
I'm always recording, foo.
I'm a recording fool.
Here's the thing. We trust him like, kind of like Steve Jobs, actually. Where he will actually only post the things that won't hurt him.
Oh, boy.
They're strategically posted.
So far, so good. So far, so good.
Okay, well, we've been at this for about an hour and a half now, so let's get to our last topic real quick and I guess briefly talk about the other maps. JVB, you said you had played Timberland, Ridgeline, which is the Timberland remake from the Halo PC version. So what did you think of that? Did you like the feel of the map, the scenery, and all that stuff? And I don't know if you played Timberland from the PC game, so
Yes, I had the PC version, and I played for a bit, but it was annoying because it just... I didn't have the powerhouse to really enjoy it. But, yeah, it felt great. Everything looked... it's Halo-esque. You know, Halo has always had this visual blueprint that you find in every Halo game. Especially when it comes to scenery, where it's out in hilly, mountainy areas like this. So as far as the map, the way it was, the way it's designed, both teams will spawn, like always, in opposite sides. So it was pretty balanced. There was no advantage for any team. Like we were playing a big team battle, I believe it was big team battle, team deathmatch.
Right.
It blanks out.
Right.
So it was pretty chaotic. A lot of ghosts. That was one thing. But it was really fun. It was fun.
Good. Because it's actually 20% smaller than the Halo PC version, which. I don't know. To me, it really changed the dynamic of the game. And those little base areas on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those places were getting camped like crazy.
Yeah, so, you felt that it was... I know a lot of people were staying there.
I mean, because I remember rockets spawning on the right corners from bases. But now they spawn in these little outer bases in the middle of the map, so...
Hmm.
At least from what I remember, the game dynamic has drastically changed from Timberland to Ridgeline.
Because I don't remember, as I stated, I played mostly on my Xbox.
Yeah.
And so I don't have like a vast knowledge of that map to begin with.
What about you, Rikizzo? Did you play Ridgeline at all?
Yeah, I played it. I played it a bunch, but to be honest, I have nothing to compare it with because I never played it before.
Oh, okay. What would you think overall, generally, of the feel of the map?
I liked it. I actually liked how open it was. And to be honest, after playing Zero Bloom for a while and the TU, I'm not really that big of a fan on it on most of the Reach maps just because it doesn't work that well. But on Ridgeline, it was kind of neat to be able to pick people off from way across the map. Like it presented a whole new dynamic to the game, and it reminded me of Valhalla simply just because of how open it was. Like, yeah, there were trees and stuff strewn about, but really you could look, you know, at times, depending on where you were, you could look and see firefights going on from halfway across the map, and that kind of feel is really cool to me.
It is really cool.
That's interesting you bring up Valhalla.
Well, it's cool to see things going across the map. I agree with that. You know, it's just like the bigger the maps, people love the bigger maps because they could see like a whole battle across the field.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then there's...
Well, that gives people the opportunity to use vehicles,
right,
which you don't use often.
Yeah.
They like bigger maps. Bigger maps always been a big draw versus small.
Right.
Pure.
Well, I mean, there are some pretty good smaller maps in this release, too.
Yeah. But I like them, too. But
yeah,
you know what always curries favor is the bigger map.
Yeah. What do you guys think about having forgeable trees in Ridgeline? I think that's going to be interesting,
the
at least from...
The forge people must be going out of their minds. They must love that.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I could see some.
I'm not a forge guy. I know forge people have a different feeling in their bowels than we do.
I
know those people.
I think trees have been something a lot of people have wanted for a while, especially like I want to say from a machinima making standpoint, trees would be an interesting addition.
You ever meet those forge people? Those forge people love the options.
Yeah.
We've met those four people. You know who we're talking
about. Yeah.
The four.
They're crazy, too.
They are. They are very particular.
very meticulous. Okay, let's get to some of the other ones. Battle Canyon, which is the Beaver Creek remake. That one, to me, I feel right at home.
Yes.
Yeah, it almost really feels like nothing has changed.
Yeah. Obviously,
there are changes, but as soon as I picked up a weapon and, you know, started moving around, I was like, this is here, yeah.
I know exactly where to go, yeah. It's like a rockets are, and there where a needler is, and there where a sniper is.
You know what? I would say the jump from, one of the little ramps on the side where you get to the platform opposite sniper, you know, you can jump to the log to get to rockets.
Yeah.
Jump was different. Normally, you could just kind of jump to your left and get up on the little landing there. You actually kind of have to jump straight out from the ridge to land on the lock now. And I remember sitting here, and I did it like 5 times. I was like, what the hell? I was like, no, don't change this. This was my move.
Well, now I have to think about it. I go up there now.
I'll have to look at that one next time I play it. I don't remember having much difficulty with that.
Maybe it was just me. You know what? It could have very well been just me.
So but the sniper perch, are you talking about the rocket jump?
Yeah, the rocket jump. So opposite sniper perch.
I don't remember having much of an issue with the rocket jump.
See, this is the kind of stuff that's awesome.
I remember having to jump out in the Halo CE version of that still.
This is where you pull your stuff.
I'm a little upset I didn't get a chance to play it.
You will?
Yeah, I will eventually.
And then, let's see, going down the list, Penance, which is the Damnation remake.
That was pretty cool.
That one,
Damnation.
I mean, they've been highlighting that one like crazy. Okay. And that one, there isn't any addition to it. It's strictly Damnation. I don't think.
Well, there's the light bridges or the little bridges that are down below. Not light, but.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, that's a really, really minor change in my opinion.
What? I used to pick people off there all the time. I'm like, come on, do something stupid. All I got to do is put one shot on you, and you fall to your death. I get the kill.
Even if you weren't that good of a sniper, you used to get killed.
I mean, I guess I didn't have have the problem jumping to where it really didn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Because I know I did. There's no way I was that good of
a sniper. It's like, oops, down.
It was an open area. It was really nice. But yeah, it's a nice remake, but woo.
Another Ric Flair reference.
Well, it's just as good as all the rest of them.
Yeah, it's. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a lot of fun on that, especially with rockets, because there was one game where I just went crazy with rockets. let's see. The Prisoner remake, Solitary, which I think is my most favorite one that was playable there.
You know what I'm gonna say?
What? No.
You know what I'm going to say. Like, how are you going to enjoy it when you spent most of your time dead?
Nah.
It's all right, though.
I will have my revenge. You know that, right?
Yeah, you know. It's all right. I'm waiting for it. Patiently. But no, I think that was also that was my favorite map that was playable.
Yeah.
Easily. It brought back so many memories. Except the only thing I didn't get to play was rockets.
Well, and the scenery is just, for some reason, that map, it just strikes me as, like, wow. With the ice and the snow. I mean, when I played, I felt like it was cold. I felt like I was playing in a cold room.
So what maps do we have left?
The only other one, and this wasn't playable, and I don't think really anyone's gotten a chance to play this, is Hang 'em High.
Yeah, they haven't even announced it.
They've announced it.
It's definitely going to be the last one because, for some reason, everybody says this is the best, this is the most, this is the one, this is the map. Hang 'em High is the number one Halo map.
What about Blood Gulch? What about Blood Gulch?
Hang 'em High. Hang 'em High.
Seriously?
Hang 'em High is
the week.
I'll say tomorrow night, and I'll say going forward. Hang 'em High is the most popular map in Halo.
All right.
Period.
All right.
Yeah, that's the one.
I mean, I know that's the most popular one.
Guys.
I wouldn't have necessarily thought it as the most
number
favorite.
One. Number one.
Except for in Halo 2. Tombstone didn't feel that right to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Tombstone felt Tombstone pretty much at home for me.
Well, that's... Yeah.
That's Tombstone felt right.
Ugh.
Hang 'em high.
Hang 'em high.
I mean, I got more of a Tombstone feeling from the screens that I've seen.
Should I put a vote out there?
What?
Is it right now? Hold on. I post it.
Like the screen or the little snippets that we've seen of Hang 'em High
best
is, I mean, the color scheme seems like Hang 'em High, but it feels like Tombstone.
If I put it as simple as Halo map ever, I mean, does everybody get it as it's a multiplayer map?
Yeah, I think so. Anyways,
I don't think this has ever been done. It has been. I think it's done on HBO. But it's never been done.
Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up the multiplayer stuff. I mean, once we get it in November, we will definitely have a chance to dissect all the maps, and we'll most likely go back to the roots of Podtacular and have a tip show for every single map that we have.
Tales from the Foxhole.
Yep.
Oh, Lord, so, I hope it's not raining on release day. I've been lucky. Every release day that I've camped out for, or every like launch party, it's never rained. And I almost feel like I shouldn't have said that just now. Cause
you probably should. Oh, boy. Okay. I think that pretty much wraps up this show. Unless you guys have anything else to add.
No, not from my end.
No?
All right.
Except for listen, bitches.
Nah! No. I didn't say it this time. I didn't say it this time.
I didn't know if it had been around before, so I figured I might as well go ahead.
Sound like wazza.
Listen, bitches.
Oh, goodness.
What's that?
Okay. Hey, Keith, I see you tweeting. Stop that.
Nope.
You want me to stop tweeting?
No tweeting.
No one has ever told me that.
All right. Okay, well, thanks, guys, for listening. Next week, if we can get it set up, we'll go ahead and talk about something that's kind of miscellaneous to Halo, which is the Halo toys and some of the board games and stuff. If we can get those guests lined up, I've been trying to for the last couple weeks. Huh?
My kids.
Your kids.
Yeah, they play with
if they want. Yeah, Lego, yeah. Toys. I've already said JVB's kid can be on. So, but yeah, so we're gonna try to see if we can talk about that a little bit. I know it's probably a little off topic for what most of our listeners listen to, but as going on with our Halo Fest theme, the toys were in a panel, so we figured, since we're the Halo Universe podcast, they should probably be considered, and we're going to do a show about it.
Awesome.
So, we should be doing that next week. If you do have toys, or if you have kids that you've bought toys for, or if you play any of the board games or other random non-video game related or book related Halo stuff, feel free to send us a submission at submissions@podtacular.com. And we'll make sure to read those on the show. Also, I haven't said this on the last few shows, so I'll say it again real quick. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a message there, and we'll play those. We usually play those on a monthly basis. So,
all right.
We don't have any voicemails at the moment, so I thought I'd throw that number out there again. So, and someone is doing donuts outside? I don't know. You guys hear that?
Yeah, I know. Sounds like
Jason.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you guys for coming. Again,
thank you, JVB. Brother.
JVB.
Thanks.
And Rukizzle.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me again.
And until next time.
I'm in your orifice.
Nah. All right. Peace out, guys.
Later.